This is TWiT.
The Information is reporting that eBay may spin off PayPal as early as next year, and then news had eBay stock up nearly 4% earlier today. Now, sources say that eBay is telling potential candidates for the position of PayPal CEO, which has been open since June, about the potential PayPal spinoff, which is interesting since eBay CEO John Donahoe has said in the past that PayPal was integral to eBay's business and that a split would not make sense. All right, here's a troubling statistic. Security company CloudMark says that iMessage is now responsible for over 30% of all mobile spam messages sent. The company says it's easy to write a Mac OS script that can then send messages to all types of devices like MacBooks and iPhones and iPads, anything that uses iMessage. If you've added your email address to iMessage, a spammer wouldn't need your phone number. And because the spam is all traveling on Apple's network, a mobile carrier can't really intervene. Now, Apple has done a few things. It's added rate limiting to the iMessage network. Users can also report iMessage spammers and get them banned from Apple's network. It takes an email to the company, a screenshot of the spam, the phone number or email address of the spammer, and the date and time that it was sent. However, Wired notes that it reported one spam address to Apple over a week ago, which was still active on the iMessage network several days later. I haven't gotten even one iMessage spam note. I need to knock on wood somewhere. We've talked at length on TN2 about the rise of tech company diversity reports. Well, both Pandora and Indiegogo have released their own, and it's certainly notable that at Pandora, women make up almost half of the company's total staff and almost 40% of the company's leaders. Overall, in the tech industry, that number is a lot lower. Women make up only 18% of total employees. Indiegogo reported 33% of its tech employees are also female, which is a much higher percentage than other companies that have recently released diversity reports. For example, Twitter's tech employees are 10% female. Females at Snapchat and Facebook make up 15%, 70% for Google, and then 20% at both Pinterest and eBay. Congratulations, Indiegogo and Pandora. You're more of us. The California Department of Motor Vehicles says that self-driving cars made by Google must have a steering wheel and won't approve Google's cars without a backup control system that allows a driver to immediately take physical control if needed. Google recently built a self-driving car of its own design, which has no human control system other than a go button. But the new law means that Google's self-designed car needs a steering wheel and gas and brake pedals anytime it hits a road in public. The Wall Street Journal reports that Google will comply with the law by building a, quote, small temporary steering wheel and pedal system that drivers can use during testing into the prototype cars. The Journal also reports that Google petitioned the DMV to allow it to test automated trucks and motorcycles on public roads as well as cars, but that the DMV declined.